The discussions around the transition and drawdown and exit for MONUSCO is not a simple black and white answer. One has to look at the benchmarks that were agreed back in September 21, when on 17 September 2021, I signed the transition plan. And I insist, the joint transition plan between the government of DRC and the United Nations, and within that, there is a segment which is called MONUSCO. We arrived at 18 benchmark at that time, and more over 83 indicators, which clearly were reflecting that it would take two to tango, the government, national, provincial, local, and also the population, and us as the MONUSCO, but also the agencies for that program, be it the United Nations country team or the humanitarian country team. In December 21, with our new resolution, the Security Council endorsed the 18 benchmark and the 83 indicators. In July, we had to stop reporting on the implementation because then happened what I call the tragic event of the 25th and 26th of July, where we had mobsters coming, attacking the mission and killing Congolese people, but also some of our peacekeepers. And from there, the head of state on 1st of July decided that there will be a re-evaluation of the transition, the joint transition plan. And it took up to 15th of November 22 for the prime minister and some ministers in the government to disclose what exactly they wanted to re-evaluate. So the re-evaluation, back on 15 November, we were told from the 18 benchmark, there are five benchmarks that are looking at the minimum conditions for responsible, gradual, and durable exit for the mission called MONUSCO. And we were looking at 2024 as the time where all of this would happen. On November, we were told, actually, the government is looking only at the minimum conditions, which are all security related. It's about the protection of civilians. It's about the implementation of the program for disarmament, demobilization, reintegration, community reintegration and stabilization. And it's also about the security sector reform. And if one understands, they are all interlinked because in order for the mission to go and to go in a durable manner, the security forces of the country have to play their role as the ones who are protecting all civilians wherever they found themselves in the country called the DRC. Remote locations, no remote locations, towns, cities, medium, etc. The security forces of the country, the army, FRDC, and the police national Congolese have the responsibility and the duty and obligation to protect the civilian. So the end state actually is not about let's have all the benchmark concluded between now and end of this year. It's let's have a reasonable adult conversation on how we are going to jointly implement all of these benchmarks in a way where the mission can withdraw and go for forever.
My next question is about elections, because elections are scheduled for the end of this year. Mm-hmm. And how does MONUSCO support the creation of an enabling environment for the holding of elections?
So different elements. First, it's a good officer's role as the SRSG, and also I'm not looking at the role of the good officer's role only as mine. I have an approach of co-leadership. I have two DSRSGs supporting me and a number of directors and deputy directors in the mission. And we also have the heads of agencies, funds, and programs. So once we are in agreement and we are following the needs assessment mission recommendation on how the United Nations is going to support the electoral process coming up in December, it was very clear that we will have mainly three roles. One, good officers, which is national, basically. Then a limited logistic role in the three provinces where we are deployed now, meaning North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri. And we will also have, through the United Nations country team, under the stewardship of the DSRSG resident coordinator and humanitarian country coordinator, a basket fund, a program or project to support the electoral process in threefold. One is to institutionally support the electoral National Independent Commission, the CENI, and also support civic education with civil society, all kind of stakeholders. And third, helping with the contestations around the election results. We have now a product document which has been agreed and signed with the Electoral Commission. And it's looking at mobilizing $21 million for the three aspects that I have just mentioned. And so far, the stage in which the country is for the electoral process is the voter registration. So they have now registered half, I think, of the voters that they are expecting all over the country, including we, in our role of limited logistic support, because this is what is in our mandate, we have distributed electoral kits for the voter registration, 126 tons of equipment.
You recently traveled to Eastern DRC, you visited MONUSCO bases, IDP camps, and you held meetings with provincial leaders and civil society organizations. What is MONUSCO doing to protect civilians?
So this is one of the most controversial aspects of the mandate of the mission, because it talks about protection of civilians. And out there is an understanding that nothing can happen to any civilian in the presence of the mission. So every day, day and night, 24/7, and every day over years, the mission is protecting a number of IDP sites, spontaneous IDP sites, where population fleeing from armed groups, AVOC and aggression, etc., are coming closer to the base of MONUSCO. And you have there thousands of people who are coming. And they are staying there not one day, not one week, but months and months and months, and year after year after year after year. In some places, it's like 5 years down the line. And in some other, it's more recent. It's like you go, you deploy the uniform people for 15 days because they are responding to an alert in a hotspot. And instead of 15 days, where there is self-sustenance, they stay months and months and months. And I can give a number of examples in South Kivu, in Kaololo, for instance, and in some places we cannot even envisage to leave because there is no other alternative, because the security forces of the country are not there, meaning the FRDC, the Congolese Army, or the Police National Congolese, the PNC. So you can cross over to North Kivu the same and to Ituri the same. And I can take Rowe, for instance, in Ituri, where I went several times, and you have like over 70,000 internally displaced people who are guarded, quote unquote, by under 200 peacekeepers there to and for months and months and months. So we do a lot, not just in terms of physical protection, because this is the idea everybody has when they talk about protection of civilian. We also have what I call the engagement with the national authorities and the provincial authorities and local authorities in order for them to do the needful with regard to the protection of civilian. And if I take one example in Tanganyika, where we just withdrew in February completely, we were supposed to have withdrawn completely back on 30th of June last year. And we couldn't, because there was only in a zone with a lot of armed group, and particularly Mai-Mai groups, creating havoc to the communities, only six policemen. And by engaging with the provincial authorities, the governor, and also the Minister of Interior in Kinshasa, we manage now to be able to withdraw completely from a minimum where we needed 300 police people to be deployed. We have now, from six, we have now 174, which is better than six. But there's still some way to go in order to get to the minimum. And what we did, we handed over the base, the military base that we were occupying with our military uniform people, to the police. So then this facilitated for them what I call a barrack for their activities. So that's what another aspect, so physical protection, advocacy and engagement with the national authorities. And the third one is to create the enabling environment. So we are working with the justice sector, the military justice. We are working with our quick project to provide basic services for the population living there. And sometimes we have to repair, to rehabilitate roads. And some of the time we have to look into just the lighting, which is part of the securization of the people. It's not just the boots and the weapons. It's three level: political engagement, dialogue, enabling environment, and physical protection when there is danger and when we are receiving alerts.
Another aspect is the rise of disinformation and misinformation. How does MONUSCO address this threat?
This has been a painful curve in order to, first of all, to realize that this is a war which is going on through the social media, the radio, the traditional news outlets. Past July, exactly on 4th of August, after a discussion with Global Communication here, the colleagues from Global Communication, but also the colleagues doing strategic communication in the Department of Peace Operation, we decided that we will use some resources in order to get equipped. I'm not saying that we are going to have the five-star type of equipment that a nation state can do in order to fight disinformation, but at least to try to beef up our capacity to monitor and to be present on the digital platform in such a way that we are not going always to be in the reactive mode, but more in the anticipatory mode. So we have now recruited a number of digital experts. We have created different working groups to look into what is sensitive and how it's coming up down the line in order to be ready and prepared. And we are creating different digital multimedia products addressing particularly the population in country, and more specifically the young people, because now I understand, I'm not one person who was very savvy in the digital world, so I'm understanding that if you have to speak social media to someone who is 60, over 60 like me, or you have to speak to someone who is adolescent, or someone who is 30 years old, etc., there are different techniques that you have to use in order for them to absorb the information that you are trying, or the message that you are trying to convey. So I'm learning very fast, including being present myself on the social media.